All right, so this was Sunday. Sunday, May 26th, and we've just seen an exciting game here at Vaughan Grove with Woodbridge Strikers, their second home game of the season playing Vaughan Missouri, and it ended in a 2-2 tie with Vaughan scoring late to sort of spoil the fun of this night. But good sport here. Head coach Peter Pinizzotta is here, and thanks for the interview. And so I'll first ask the questions about your thoughts on tonight's game.
Well, I'm kind of disappointed because we're so close to win the game, and sometimes inexperience of a young team end up giving up that second goal that helped Vaughan tying the game with a few minutes left in the game. So we were unbalanced. We were trying to look for the third goal. But, that's kind of disappointed.
Yeah, that's right. Right. It is a tie. And how important is it to get off to a fast start this season now that there aren't any playoffs?
Yeah, well, it's important if you want to stay in the race for the first spot. But I do believe that, anytime you get ties, and this is a third tie now, you know, it feels like more you're losing points. One point is not, like getting three. So it's a good start compared to last year.
Yes.
We're still undefeated, you know. And
that's true.
But, you know, all these points that we give away Oakville, you know, Scrisopi, which we're leading. And so we keep giving points away.
Yeah, and of course, a tie helps you not be relegated because now something new about dropping a division, which brings us into, I remember being here the last weekend of last season and how you were, as it turned out this year, fortunate to be in the Premier Division because officially you were like 13th last year, but thanks to Electric City dropping out, you stayed up, or we'll say after the league split. I guess how relieved are you for the organization, the team, that you're in the top division?
I mean, we got lucky that Electric City dropped, and we were in 13th spot, so we're next in line to stay up, and I think last year it was not the indication of us finishing that position because we had eight ties, the most in the league.
Yeah.
But, unfortunately, the ties, it's almost like losing points. And we got lucky this year. And, it feels great that we are in the Premier for sure.
Yeah, and that you're playing better than last year. Is that like the new players? I recognize some of them, but there's just new and
no, we made it. We made quite a few changes on the team. The team is much younger and much faster, and it's a different team this year for sure.
Yeah, I've been reading the results. Yeah, they look good. How does it feel to be out there in a new renovated field? I remember it was a construction zone a year before, but real seats there now. With a new turf and about 490 seats, and geez, tonight it was a full house.
Yeah, well, you know, we're exciting to have our own little stadium.
Yes,
and definitely it brings a different atmosphere. I hope the league moved that way because it gives you more of that professional environment. And yeah, it's great, and we had a good crowd tonight, and it's great.
Supporters, you have your own supporters group now,
yeah,
it seems, with the megaphones and that. I was when I first heard it, it was so unusual. I thought it was the announcers making the calls, and so no, because you couldn't say that kind of stuff as an announcer. Yeah. Now I remember your goaltenders from last year. I mean, you say this is a better team this year, but I mean, wow, you had both of them, Daniel Clark. Was drafted by HFX Wanderers. I know he went to school out in Nova Scotia. Mm-hmm. But also Shafiq Wilson, who I see now as a backup for Toronto FC 2. Mm-hmm. And that they were more like, I know they were good, but how you replace them. You have such a big community of players.
That's not easy to replace keepers, you know, because you know, when you have somebody like Daniel and Chef, and you know, it's kind of difficult. But we end up finding you know, Dante Ferraro, which is a very good keeper. He's 20 years old, but is an upcoming keeper. So, yeah, you know, sometimes you get lucky and you find a good one, and we were lucky this year to find Dante.
Yeah, very nice. And I mean, I keep reading tweets that there's tournaments and the U13s win something, and the, you know, and then the women's team just won earlier today. I should say something good about them. They beat Vaughn 2-1. Yeah. Yeah, so that's too bad. It would have been a perfect mirror if you could have held on that five minutes.
Yeah.
And then even the kids I can cross read, the Holy Cross Catholics, the school is just over there, and there's like, I don't know, 6-8 guys or so I recognize that, geez, they play for Woodbridge, and they're the best team in the city or something like that for Vaughn. And so just to finish off, you've been a coach for so many years, we've talked about all the times, but to have, when you see a former player run into Darren Tilley from Toronto Lynx in that first year, 1997, you see him now coaching undefeated Burlington. Yeah. If you've met him, I guess he was around last year. What do you say if, hey, I remember you?
We actually played in an exhibition game this year. So, you know, we still keep in touch all the time. And, it's great to see a player that I coach become a coach. And, you know, Burlington has done very well last year, and this year they're still undefeated, so they're doing a great job. So, yeah, it's nice to see Darren Tilley getting involved and doing well.
Very nice. Great. And so I'm going to say –